Question 33. Explain how does a convolutional neural network work? Answer. Let's understand how a convolutional neural network, CNN, works. Input layer. The first layer of a CNN is the input layer, which takes in the raw input data, typically in the form of an image. Each image is represented as a grid of pixels, with each pixel containing color information. Convolutional layer. The convolutional layer is the core building block of a CNN. It consists of a set of learnable filters, also known as convolutional kernels or feature detectors. Each filter is a small matrix of weights. Convolution. The filter is applied to the input image by sliding it across the image spatially. At each position, the filter performs a dot product between its weights and the corresponding region of the input image. Feature map. As the filter is moved across the image, it generates a new two-dimensional matrix called a feature map. Each element in the feature map represents the activation value of a specific feature at a given location in the input image. Nonlinearity. After the convolution operation, a nonlinear activation function is applied element-wise to the feature map. It introduces nonlinearities into the network, allowing it to learn more complex patterns and relationships. Pooling layer. The pooling layer is used to downsample the feature maps generated by the convolutional layer. It reduces the spatial dimensions of the feature maps while retaining the most important information. The most common pooling operation is max pooling, which selects the maximum value from a small region of the feature map and discards the rest. Pooling, similar to convolution, pooling also uses a small filter that is moved across the feature map. Instead of performing a dot product, pooling selects the maximum value within the filter's receptive field and creates a downsampled representation. Dimensionality reduction. Pooling reduces the spatial size of the feature maps, making the subsequent layers more computationally efficient and reducing the number of parameters. Fully connected layer. After several convolutional and pooling layers, the resulting feature maps are flattened into a one-dimensional vector. This vector is then passed through one or more fully connected layers, which resemble the traditional neural network architecture. Output layer. The final fully connected layer is followed by an output layer that produces the desired output based on the task at hand. Training. The CNN is trained using a variant of gradient descent called backpropagation. The weights of the filters and fully connected layers are adjusted iteratively to minimize a loss function, which measures the network's prediction error compared to the true labels.